Good evening, everybody, from Seglinski Field in Mount City, Missouri. I'm John Nix, along with Lucas Freshel, with you here tonight as we have a Highway 275 conference matchup between the Mount City Panthers, the home team tonight, and their friends from Oregon, the South Pole Knights. And we managed to time it just perfectly again. We'll take a break for our national anthem and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And again, welcome back here, Seglinski Field in Mound City. Let's go ahead and let's take a look at the starting lineups in this ball game tonight. We'll start with the visitors, the South Pole Knights. They come in here 4-2. They picked up a couple of impressive wins the last couple of weeks, scoring a lot of points on offense. Tonight for the Knights, for Coach Josh Peterson, he will go with Jake Jackson at the end, 145-pound junior, and Kate Kurtz, 150-pound sophomore. Up front on the offensive line, we're going to have Wyatt Williams, who is a senior. Wyatt Knoll, a 210-pound senior. And Alex Harris, a 165-pound junior. In the backfield for the Knights, the quarterback is Kendall Nolan, 155-pound sophomore. And the fullback is Brody Strogan, 195-pound senior. That is a name that you will get very familiar with tonight on both sides of the football, running and making tackles. Strogan, excellent player for the South Pole Knights. Again, they're back to being just South Pole after, I believe it was 6 or 7 years, I forget which they told me, they were in that co-op with Nottoway Holt, and now they're back to just South Pole, no co-op, so they are playing standalone tonight. Lucas, you got the defense?
On the defensive side of the ball is 200-pound junior Cal McFarlane at the D-tackle. Alongside him at the D-tackle is 210-pound senior Wyatt Noel. At the D ends, a couple seniors, 195-pound Brody Scroggins, and the other senior, Wyatt Williams, at the linebacker position, 145-pound junior Jace Jackson. Cole Metzger is a freshman. Gannon Phelan, 160-pound senior. And Kendall Nolan, who's a 155-pound sophomore.
When Mount City has the ball tonight for Coach Josh, or excuse me, for Coach Taylor Stanford, let me turn my sheet over. Coach Stanford will go with this group tonight at one end, 175-pound senior and homecoming king, Will Young. Will had homecoming here earlier. Will was crowned as the king, and he will join the queen. That's Kendall Hucks, who was named homecoming queen here tonight prior to the kickoff at Mound City. The other end is Jesse Knapp for the Panthers tonight. Jesse, he is a 210-pound senior at the offensive line tonight for the Panthers. It will be Rylan Hall, 185-pound junior. Noah Oswald is a 195-pound junior. He'll be in there tonight, also on the offensive line. And he'll be joined by Chase Meyer, a 225-pound sophomore. That's your offensive line for Mound City. In the backfield tonight, running backs will be Brendan Tubbs, 175-pound senior, and Trevor Tubbs, 170-pound junior. And a quarterback tonight, Cole Gillenwater. Cole is a 150-pound sophomore. Came into the game last week with William Rother. Sustained a injury, a concussion, and he was unable to finish the game. So Gillenwater will get the start tonight at the quarterback spot for these Mount City Panthers.
On the defensive side for the Panthers, on the defensive line is 175-pound senior Brendan Tubbs, also 195-pound junior Noah Oswald, 260-pound senior Trenton Thompson. At the linebackers, 170-pound senior William Rother, 210-pound senior Jesse Knapp. At the D-back position, the homecoming king, 175-pound senior Will Young, and 170-pound junior Trevor Tubbs.
Well, we've got two teams being introduced. They're going to have the coin toss coming up here at midfield. We'll do that, and we'll have all those festivities going on here before kickoff. Still a few minutes away tonight. Over on sister station, KPNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM tonight. You can listen to the Pawnee City Indians take on the Sterling Jets tonight in six-man football out at Sterling this evening. Randy Catula and Tom Bartek are out there. And, of course, you can listen to all of our games, Sunny or KPNC, at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button and you get a drop-down box of all our stations. And you pick the one you want, KLZA. That's our real name, not Sunny 101.3, but KLZA for Mound City and South Pole tonight, and KTNC for the Pawnee City and Sterling game. So we hope you tune in and enjoy them, and we'll see what happens. Lucas, we are, after tonight, there's one more week of the Nebraska 8-man regular season and 2 weeks for the 11-man team. That's wrapping up.
Yeah, it catches up quick on the 8-man side. They'll start the playoffs a little earlier, an extra round of teams that make that. Beautiful scene here, though. I mean, we think of 8-man football. You've got recently harvested corn in the backdrop over there. Superintendent came in over here and turned on these new LED lights, and they're the type of lights that just come on right away. They don't need any time to warm up. Sitting, you're running from your cell phone. They got some track construction going on. Looks like they're going to do a new overlay over here. Beautiful field, nice condition, beautiful night for football.
It is super. They're out there. The coaches go out with the captains first. They'll leave, and then they'll have the coin toss. So while they're doing that, we'll take one more pregame break. We'll be back with the kickoff in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh. where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Final seconds run off the clock. We're ready to go. They'll put 12 up on there and ready to kick the ball away is Brendan Tubbs from Mound City. They won the toss. It's an onside kick. Will it go far enough? It just barely got there. And South Holt will recover right at midfield, the 40-yard line.
Gosh, nearly onside perfection there. The receiving team can go past the 40 to go get it, but Mount City's got to wait till it goes at least 10 yards, and it looks like they're going to hop on it, but the ball kind of lost momentum after 9 yards, and at the 10th yard, they're probably going to come on it, yeah.
Just kind of stopped. Quarterback Kendall Nolan, sophomore, has him lined up on the left hash mark, and he has him lined up in an eye for the moment. Brody Scroggins will be the fullback. Behind him will be Phelan. And back, and the handoff going straight ahead to Stronger. No surprise, Brody powers his way forward for a yard. He might have leaned for two, but nothing much there.
Just tried to run a quick little ISO up the left side, and defensive line able to create some congestion, and maybe a gain of a half, maybe 1 yard.
Second and 9, we'll call it. Phelan this time will go to a wing on the right side, leaving Scroggins a lone setback at fullback. Quarterback under center, turn, and the quarterback's going to keep it around the right side. Got some blockers in front, gets to the sideline, gets tripped, and he'll be good for a first down at the Mound City 26-yard line is where they're going to spot him, a gain of 13.
Good block by Cade Kurtz on the right side there, playing the tight end. He was able to get a little hook on the Mound City defensive end and create a little room so he could get around the right side on the QB keeper.
So it will be first and 10 at the Panther 26-yard line now. South Holt going to the north end zone, right to left as we look at the ball game here this evening. It's the Glensky Field. We're on the west side looking east. Back to the ice set. Nolan turns, gives the ball off to Phelan. He runs the left side, breaks through a whole host of tacklers. They'll be inside the 15 and down to the Mound City 12.5, 13-yard line.
Just one of those basic plays. It's just a sweep left. Everybody knows who they're supposed to block man-on-man, and he was able to do that pretty efficiently.
Called the 12. That's a 14-yard gain. Back-to-back first down runs, 13 yards and 14 yards for the Knights. Good job so far on the offense. Mound City going to have to get him stopped. All right, move up. Split the backs. Fake it. It's Scroggins running left side as they cross the backs of the backfield. Inside the 10 to the 9 to pick up a 3. It'll make it 2nd and 7.
Counterplay, the up back went to the right. Halfback goes to the left. And a stop there. Will Young maybe on the stop there.
2nd and 7, the ball at the 9. They need to get to the 3. Maybe the 2, probably the 2 here it looks like. They're on the left hash, split a man to the near left side, this time Jace Jackson. And they're going to run it to the right side, this time with Phelan. He turns the corner, and Phelan's into the goal, and he scores on the run from 9 yards out. Touchdown, South Holt. They take a 6-0 lead.
He's got some speed, and there was some good blocking out there. And if you get him in open field, looks like nobody's going to be able to catch him early on. That's what I'm seeing here so far.
They're getting so sealed off to not let him get outside. That's good blocking up front by the fellas from South Holt. Here they go for the two-point try now. Phelan lines up on the left side of the wing. We got moving along the line. And coming out with it will be the quarterback. Yes, it is in there for the two-pointer. Kendall Nolan keeps it around the left side. We've got a quick 8-0 lead for South Holt. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our score and recap is brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tasha there, or see Weston in Fall City.
On the opening drive of the game, 5-play, 40-yard drive, capped off by a 9-yard run by Phelan. The 2-point conversion by Noland was good. 9:59 left in the first, 8-0 in South Holt.
Ready to boot it away for South Holt here, and it will go back. That's Tubbs at the 15, 20, 25, and 30. Looking for running room, still on his feet after the 35-yard line. Making the 37, an excellent return there for Brendan Tubbs.
And kind of a short kick. He was in the right place and just followed his blocks. Broke a couple on the way.
37-yard line. Mounds will take over, down 8-0 with 9:51 here to go in quarter number one. Their first offensive possession of the night here coming up for the Panthers. The quarterback, a sophomore, Cole Gillenwater. Maybe. Let me check that number. Motion man out of the backfield is Brendan Tubbs. No, that's Rother throwing it. And he is thrown, and it's in and out of the hands of Will Young. You don't see that very often. Is that 28?
Yeah, 28.
Okay, who's that?
Not seeing it on the...
I don't have 28, so I'm guessing that's still Gillenwater. So we'll figure that out here in a moment. That's who I was told was going to start, but I've got him at 16. Lucas, go over and ask that gentleman
on
the PA, if you would, please. Thank you. I give credit where credit's due. Here's a little crossbuck action in the backfield. The handoff going to Mound City. And with the football, oh my, another different number. Looks like we need a new program here. We don't have that. That must be Trevor Tubbs. He's got a different number also, so I'm in trouble here. Trevor Tubbs, the ball carrier, he will lose a yard on first, on second down there. So here we go, third down and 8. Quarterback keeper around the right side to midfield. Elevates in the air, gets hit and dropped at midfield.
Yep, that's Gillenwater there. He's wearing number 28 on his jersey.
Okay. And Tubbs, Trevor, who was listed as 14, is actually 31, it looks like, Lucas. So got a mess here. But we'll get it figured out as we go.
I think it's figured out.
At least those two, as long as no other changes. We can't deal with change. I'm too old to mess with change. All right, here is the snap, and the punt is away by Mound City. Chased it down will be Tubbs. And an excellent punt. Rolls dead at the 5-yard line. Putting that ball down the field for Mound City. I don't have that number either. I don't have a 45. Wish I had a program.
You know what? I'm going to go get one.
Sorry.
I'll be right back.
Lucas Frost, you're my savior here. So doing a good job. We're just kind of... changed a couple numbers, 3 numbers so far, and we apologize for that. Did not know it. South Holt, their own 5 with 8:31 to go here in quarter number 1. 8-0 South Holt with the lead and the football here as we get ready for their second possession of the ball game here. They march down the field 40 yards and 5 plays on their first possession, and here we go. Receiver to the right, turn, hand the ball off Scroggins. In the backfield, flag down. He breaks contain. He is knocked out of bounds out across the 20-yard line, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have some sort of an offensive penalty, either a holding or a block in the back here. Holding against the South Holt Knights. That will bring the nice run by Scroggins back. Brody got it out across the 20, had first down yardage. And the hold is called at the 4-yard line. The ball will be spotted at the 2. So it's first and 13, we'll call it. First and 13, half the distance on the penalty. And now they'll line him up in the eye. Turn and give the ball off to Galen. Phelan tries the right side. There's another flag. He started up the middle, ran out, was able to punch his way out to the right side. And where he made initial contact with the defense, there's another flag against South Hole. Oh, my. That flag thrown to the two-yard line. Holding again. Oh, goodness. Coach Josh Peterson. So now it's going to be, that's a one-yard penalty. That'll be first and 14, basically. Or did they define that? They declined the penalty. All right. So they gain a yard on the play. So second and 12. Okay, here we go. Split man to the near left side. That's the wide side. Scroggins runs the right side. And on second down, he'll get back out to about the original line of scrimmage and be knocked down there by Panthers' Dalton Peters. It's now third down and 9 as the pickup is good for about 3 yards. So now it's third down and a long 9 for South Holt here. Panthers making some changes on defense along the line. Split the backs in the backfield from their own 6-yard line here. Back to pass, quarterback throws. He's got strong, and he's got a first down and more. Pass the 20, cuts back. Nice move after the 25. And a tackle made at that 25-yard line. Found up to get the stop was Brendan Tubbs from Mound City. But again, the pass complete out of the backfield from Kendall Nolan to Brody Scroggins, and he will take the ball from wherever they at. They had the ball at their own 6, and now they're out to the 25. It's a 19-yard pickup and a first down for South Hole. So they pick up their third first down and get out of a deep hole here. Right up the middle this time goes Scroggins. Bounces a little bit to the right side. He'll move the ball from the 25-yard line right to the 30. Picks up 5 yards on the first down play. Second down, 5 for the South Holt Knights here. Come over the football. Scroggins lined up, a three-point stance at fullback. Phelan on the right side. Phelan comes around, takes it on the sweep. Up the middle he goes. First down and more to midfield. Knocked down there in a cloud of dust by the Panther defender. Getting the stop is Chase Meyer, but a pickup on the play of 10 yards. So right now, South Holt Knights having things their own way here against Mound City when they have the football. 10-yard pickup there. And another first down, their first of this first quarter. We're halfway through the first period, 8-0, South Holt with the lead. Knights started this drive at their own 5-yard line and got pushed back to their 2 with penalties. Now an offset eye, fullback to the right of the quarterback, toss it back to Phelan. He runs right with Scroggins blocking in front of him. Pushed out of bounds on the far side, inside the 35 at the 34-yard line, a gain of 6 more. For the Mound City, for the South Hole Knights, I apologize, the Knights with the run. Second down and 4 for the Knights. Mound City is going to have to stiffen up here on the defense. Second down. 4 to go. Eye set. Scroggins pulls his way straight ahead, and he'll be right at the marker. I believe he'll have the first down at the Panther 30-yard line. He needed 4. He got 4. Right on the button, first down run for Brody Scroggins. Coach Peterson said, you know, we've had to make some changes. We've moved 2 quick guards in there, and they're pulling, doing a good job. He said, I'm going back to stuff I ran when I first started coaching. Now feeling wing back on the left. Quarterback will keep running left. Gives ground. Gets around in the corner to the 25, 20, 15. And runs out of bounds at around the 10-yard line. They're going to spot him at the 9-yard line a gain of 21 yards on the play by the quarterback, Kendall Nolan. Nice job there by Sal Holt. They are just moving the ball down the field, running left, running right, and running up the middle, Lucas.
I was able to find a program. Go get these numbers double checked here.
From the left hash mark now, turn, give it to Phelan. Nifty move out of one tackle, straight ahead, and he'll have a short gain. He could have been stopped short of the line of scrimmage, but got away from one man. He'll pick up short yardage. It was first and goal from the 8. He'll be about to the 7, but that was a pretty darn good 1-yard run right there. Already over 90 yards rushing for South Holt in this ball game. Panthers will have to get him stopped here, force him into some non-running downs. Second and goal at the 7. They'll split the backs in the backfield. Nolan turns back, wants to throw, looks, left-hander fires, and it is intercepted by Mound City in the end zone, coming down to the football for the Panthers, number 31. I think that is Tubbs.
Trevor Tubbs.
Trevor with the interception. As I just said, want to get him into some throwing situations. They do, and Trevor Tubbs comes up with an interception to turn that drive away for South Holt, our first turnover of the ball game. And the interception by Tubbs, and it's now Panther football at their own 15-yard line. Down 8-0, 4:26 to go here in quarter number 1. And we've got, let's see, Nolan leaving the ballgame on defense here. He's, but he's got some blood on his uniform or something, the way they're working over there. All right, here we go, split backs for the Panthers. Quarterback keeper, Rother, comes around. Rother with room to run. Hit out at the 25, and he'll be to the 26. First down run. Excuse me, that's Gillenwater, 28. I'm sorry. So a gain of 11 on that play, and the Panthers have their first down of the evening on the run. That'll come back over the football here. 4:10 to play in the first quarter. Right hash mark going left to right. The backs will split. And a handoff right up the middle with room to run. Brendan Tubbs, it's a foot race to the end zone. He's going to whip. He's to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Mound City. It's a 2-point ball game with 3:57 to go in quarter number 1. That will go as a 54-yard run.
Quite a little turn of events there. Interception, and just a few plays later, scored a touchdown. 2 points away from tying it up.
So the Panthers now to go for that tie, as Lucas said. 3:57. Lucas, thank you for your extra work. You don't count on having to run cross country. Do you have to go up the parking lot?
Yep.
I was afraid of that. Split the backs for the 2-point try. Gillenwater back, looks to throw. He does. He lobs it. Will Young. That's a good place to go. It's 6-4. He grabs it over the defenders. It's 8-8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our scoring wrap-up, the recap brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Falls City. See Weston Witt.
After the interception by Mound City, it took them 2 plays and 65 yards, capped off by a 54-yard run. The 2-point conversion by Young was good. It's 8-8 with 3:57 left to go in the first.
Ryland Hall kicks away. It's dropped at the 15, back to the 16, and up the field to about the 21-yard line goes a return man over there for the Knights. That will be Gannon Phelan on the return. So it looked like we might have a 14-0 or 16-0 ball game. And all of a sudden, the end zone interception, and Mound City goes 65 yards in 2 plays. What a turn of events.
There is there's a lot of cars out there. There were programs at the gate. I mean, you can tell the rivalry game here.
All right, we split them in wide to the right side. Kendall Nolan under center. Runs back, hands the ball off, and Brody Scroggins. Power run to the left side. He'll move to the 25 and pick up a four.
Nice little tackle there by Quentin Brandon on the defensive stop.
So Panther defense got the stop on the interception. They need to find a way to stop the run now here by South Hole. Ball on the near side, left hash mark over here. Closest to us. Beautiful stand here. Turn, and Phelan spins as he hits the line of scrimmage, puts his back to the defenders, and he'll be out to the 30-yard line. I call it the 29. He'll pick up a gain here, bring up third down and about three. So about three on that play. Panther defense gets into a third down situation here, but 3 yards has not been a big problem to pick up here for South Holt so far in this ball game. Ball center to the field. Phelan lines up outside the hip of the left guard. Eight-man football tonight here on Sunny 101.3. A broken play, and the quarterback's going to turn it into a first down and more. He turned one way, the backs went the other way, and Nolan found himself all alone. Fortunately, he didn't find a whole bunch of purple defenders right there. He gets that ball into Mount City territory just inside their 39-yard line.
Trevor Tubbs and William Roth are there to kind of save the day.
It's a 13-yard pickup on that play. Broken play. What a nice job by the quarterback, the sophomore. This time he turns, hands it to Phelan, and he squirts through a hole. He spins out of a tackle. He's down to the Mount City 20-yard line, where it'll bring up first down and 10. This time a gain of 19.
Yeah. Excellent run there. Couple shifts, couple moves, couple reverse pivots to make tacklers miss. Turn it into a big gain.
South Holt's picked up 8 first downs here in this first quarter. We got 2 minutes to go. They're looking to score again. Breeze to their back if they want to throw. And I don't think either team's going to throw much tonight. Turn, hand the ball off. It's Scroggins moving to the left, cutting back into the middle. Inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line, a gain of about 6 or 7.
Quentin Brandon was there and make the first hit. Move him off balance and fell forward for about two or three more yards.
Call it 6 yards, 2nd and 4 now for South Holt. Knights get the play in. Nolan runs over and gets her with Coach Josh Peterson. Phelan is not on the field for this play. Unless they're running the sleeper. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And yeah, they got at least 8. Now, how many players they got? 1, 2, 3. I guess it's just 8. We've got 8. A flag. False start against the Knights.
Looks like one of the offensive linemen might have flinched there. A couple of the Panthers were kind of calling for it. Everyone on the field knew it.
So the ball now 2nd and 9 at the Mound City 19-yard line. Clock moving again. A minute to go here in quarter number 1. Josh Peterson, a Mound City graduate, played quarterback for the Panthers, as he will tell me, a long time ago now. Blink of the eye for old people like me. Shotgun set, the give to a man coming from the left, going around to the right, and Cole Metzger gets hit and dropped for a loss of a couple on the play.
William Rother was in on the tackle, Dalton Peters, and they stopped him in the backfield for a 2 or 3 yard loss. 3rd and 11 here with about 30 seconds left in the first quarter.
See if the Knights want to go ahead and run this play, or if they want to get the quarter break timeout. Here comes Nolan in from the sideline with the play.
That wind might become a factor here if he needs to pass it on 3rd and 11, but you're probably going to go for it on 4th anyway, so maybe just try to get half of it.
Look at the dust that's blowing in here all of a sudden.
Harvey.
Turn around, and the quarterback keeper around the left side. Hit and drop inside the 20 at around the 18 or 19-yard line. He'll get about what they lost on the previous play. 4th down and 9 yards to go, and I'm sure they're going to go on 4th down here.
Jesse Knappen on the tackle there.
That's the end of the first quarter. An 8-8 ball game in Mound City between South Holt and the Panthers. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8-8 here at Seglinski Field between Mound City and South Holt. Fall City's out at Milford. They are down 13-0 with 5 minutes left in the first half out there. Auburn is leading 12-7 in their game with Nebraska City with 53 seconds left in the first quarter. All right, here we go. Fourth down and 9. Quarterback looking, Nolan throwing, and he's between two defenders. And the ball was dropped. Tubbs nearly had his second interception, but as Lucas would point out, that wouldn't have been a good play. Fourth down.
Yeah, we've talked about that. If you intercept that ball there, then you've given up some yardage, so you'd rather just knock it down unless you're one of those guys that just wants to get a stat. So if you had a chance to get the interception, which looked like he might have, good job to just bat it down.
Would have been a heck of a catch. So Mound City gets the football, first down and 10 now at their own 19-yard line. And here we go, right up the middle with the football will be a tub, and I didn't see which one had it. I believe that time it was Brendan on the carry. Brendan powers his way out to the 24. He'll gain 5 yards on the play.
Thielen on the tackle there, just Mound City running a bunch of misdirections. They got a couple different guys in the backfield going different ways. As it turns out, gave it to the fullback right away.
The Mound City defense has almost bent completely over backwards the last few drives, but they have not broke. That's the whole key. Split back set on 2nd and 5. Turn, running the ball will be Brendan Tubbs again. Waiting to lane, picking a hole, moves forward for a gain of a couple on the play. We'll bring up 3rd down and about 3 to go.
And it's kind of a little delayed pitch there, maybe a little bit out of sequence. Wasn't quite able to get out ahead of the ball and such as blockers, the timing on the play was a little bit off. Was able to get some positive yards, though.
Here we go back, 3rd down, and a long 2 for Mound City. Showing blitz up the middle, sweep to the left side, trying to get to the outside. Tubbs, we got a tackle in the backfield and a flag in the backfield on the far side for a block in the back.
He wasn't able to get the first down anyway, blocking the back, so he's got a decision here. You might just decline it.
Decline that, it's 4th down.
Yeah, I would think so.
It'll be declined, so Trevor Tubbs carries the football around the left side. They got him by the jersey and drug him down back at the 28-yard line. So brings it up 4th down and 6. Loss of 4 on the play. It's nice when you're running back and you don't get the blocks up front and you get credit for a 4-yard loss. All right, punt formation for Mound City. Here's the punt. It's a good one. It's driving, feeling back to the 20-yard line. Oh, what a tackle at the 25-yard line. He got upended. He's in a hurry back at the 30.
Nice tackle by Will Young there, flying down the field. You hear the crowd are up. John, I'll tell you, these stands are packed. There's a lot of people watching this football game here. It's kind of a fun little environment here in Mound City.
Mound City, they like their football here. So here come the Knights over the football first, and they're going to spot him at the 32-yard on his own side of midfield. 10:24 to go here in quarter number 2. Panthers, defense, all up along the line of scrimmage. Now a sweep to the left, and the ball's on the ground, and the Panthers say they have it, and so does the guy in the white hat.
Just a little misexchange. I don't think the quarterback kind of put the ball right in his gut. I don't know if the running back's helmet maybe hit it.
That was Phelan trying to get a hold of the ball, and he just never got it. And Mount City will have the ball at the South Pole, 25-yard line. So the break to Mount City with 10:20 to go here in quarter number two. Panther football. Over the football they come, and a flag is time the other way. That'd be procedure. It is against the Panthers. Back them up five. So it'll be first and 15. Spot the ball back at the 30-yard line. Mount City is, when they pass, it's generally a big play. As we said, quarterback Rother not playing. And you've got a backup quarterback starting, doing a nice job, but throwing the football is not what they're all about. Split backs on first and 15, so you get out of sequence. Here's a handoff up the middle, and that's going to be Tubbs. That's going to be Brendan straight up through there. And he's going to fight his way back down inside the original line of scrimmage. He'll have six on the first down play.
Linebacker for Southhold, Chase Jackson, able to wrap him up around the ankles.
Clock continues to move here. A little bit of breeze out of the south-southeast here at Mound City. Gillenwater comes over. He gets the play from the coaching staff. Just inside the left hash mark, leading him over the ball. Noah Oswald, 195-pound junior center. Second and nine, turn, hand the ball off, and it's Tubbs. This time it's going to be Trevor, and Trevor is going to be close. I think he's got the first down at the 14-yard line. So another tough run right up the middle by the Panthers.
Looks like that same misdirection play that they ran on third down last drive. They went for a two-yard loss. This time, well, the blocker's able to stick to their assignments and ran it for a good gain. First down, new set of downs.
Nine-yard gain. First and 10 at, we'll call it the 15. It'll be easier on my stat sheet. Split the backs, left hash mark. 9:10 to go in the first half. Straight ahead. Tubbs with the carry again. Trevor this time. No, Brendan, excuse me. 2, not 31.
Linebacker Kendall Nolan making the play there for minimal gain, maybe 1 yard.
You know, at least they can make them 31 and 33 or 4 or something, so 2 and 31 I should be able to see, but not always apparently. Second down now and 9. Mound City, Siglinski Field, they keep making updates and just making it a better and better place to come. Turn, hand the ball off, running the left side, cutting back into the middle and inside the 10-yard line. Trevor Tubbs, he'll be down at the 6-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 8 on the play.
Metzger in on the tackle, and again, it's that misdirection counterplay. Fake to the left, coming to the right.
It's third and 2. We'll call it a 7-yard pickup. Gillenwater over to get the play call. He's going to get some miles in tonight. Come over to the football, Tubbs and Tubbs. We've got Brendan on the left, Trevor on the right. Quarterback Gillenwater under center. Keeper by the quarterback, right side, first down, and he'll be inside the 5, down and around the 2-yard line. He'll pick up about 4 or 5 on the play.
Metzger again on the tackle. You got to think here on first and goal. Just quarterback maybe calls his own name, I would think.
Could be. Spot the ball at the, 3? First and goal, Mound City. Split back set again, looking for the lead. Toss it back. That's going to be Brendan Tubbs, the blocker in front. He's tripped up and he's in the end zone. 3-yard touchdown run for Brendan Tubbs. The Panthers take the lead.
Just a straight sweep to the right side. Quickest one to the pylon, and it was Tubbs.
All right, another Panther first down. Gives them the lead. They're first of the game. 14-8 with 7:25 to go. 6 plays, a 25-yard drive overcoming the procedure call before the first play. and the Panthers take the lead. This is not unexpected at all. It's usually a dogfight between these schools. And the snap is bobbled. Quarterback looking and throwing, and it's intercepted in the end zone. The extra point try, no good. 7:25 to go in the half. The Panthers up by 6, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, CJ Kirtosh, Arm Connector, Western Witt in Ball City.
With 7:25 left to go in the second quarter, Mount City takes the lead 14-8 on a 3-yard run by Tubbs after a 6-play, 25-yard drive. 7:25 left to go in the second quarter here as Mount City tees it up the 30-yard line for the kickoff.
We're ready to go here again. Kick is away. It's a line drive caught at the 15-yard line on the right side. 20, 25, Phelan to the 30. Phelan grabbed and drug down and around the 32-yard line.
Tackle on the play there by Kane Durr, a freshman, making a nice little tackle.
All right, we've got 7:20 to go here in this first half. Mount City fighting back after being in an 8-0 hole early. They now lead it 14-8. John Nixon, Lucas Fresh along with you. I just sit here. Lucas does all the work. He runs and gets programs. I have the wrong numbers and all kinds of stuff.
Don't believe what he's telling you. That's not true.
It's true. I'd still be looking for that thing. All right, here we go. Quarterback. Backed up in the shotgun. No, he's in. So there he is. The fullback is back about 6 yards this time. And dropping is Nolan. He's looking. He's a lefty. He unloads up the field. He's got a man out there, but he throws over the top at James Jackson. Incomplete. Brings up second down and 10 yards to go. Sometimes you got to take a shot.
Yeah, it looks like, Jackson had a couple steps on him there. Defended on the play by
11? No.
Yep.
Was that 11? Well, that should be. I don't have that number.
Yeah, I'm missing an 11. Might be.
How about 31? That was Tubbs. Now that he turns this way.
That's it?
Yep. It's hard to believe we're into week, 7, 8 now here in this first time I've seen Mountain City this year. Right up the middle it goes Phelan. He's got a first down, and the last man that had a shot at him was Tubbs, and he got him down, but a 12-yard gain, it looks like.
Yeah, touchdown-saving tackle there by Brendan Tubbs. Nice little play just right across midfield. Wide open field except for him.
11-yard pickup for the Knights. The last two drives. Turn it over on downs, then a fumble. Previous drive to that was interception. And now quarterback fakes a handoff, bootleg around the right side. Says, Coach, you may not want to call that one again. He said, I could get killed doing this. He got banged around by several defenders. We've got a Knight that's a little slow getting up one of the line. He's up and going now, though.
Nice defensive play there by Rother. He's on the left side defensive end, and it's his job to make contain. And he keeps his contain, and that forced Toffel to turn it upfield where all the other defenders were.
Is that Rother, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is playing defense. All right. Well, good for him. I'm glad he's able to play. He got dinged pretty good last week, from what I understood. Turn and a give right up the middle to Brody Scroggins, a senior fullback. And Brody, there is your definition of a gang tackle, and your own blockers couldn't even get out of the way. They got tackled in the same play.
Half the team in on that one.
Gain of a couple right up the middle for Scroggins. Boy, Mountain City played that one tough. Clock down to 5:49 to go here in the first half. 14-8, Mountain City leading over South Holt. We will be at South Holt next week when they host Rockport. We'll be down in Oregon as the Knights host the Rockport Blue Jays, another 275 battle. In 2 weeks, We're going to Rockport to watch Mound City play the Blue Jays. Off motion man coming across, quarterback option. Pitch to Scroggins, and he is submarine, short of the first down at about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Will Young went low on that to make the tackle. Was able to just grab the nips of his ankles there to take him to the ground. And almost was able to hurdle him, get to the first down. Looks like four down territory. Looks like coach is sending in a play here. Going to go for it on 4th and 3 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Pick up about 5 there. We'll bring up 4th and 3, as Lucas said. Here we go. Big play here in his first half. Now, just love to get him stopped again and get the ball back. Eyes set. Nolan calling the count, trying to draw him off, and he does not. But we have a stoppage. We have a flag. Oh, he got him. Offside, Mound City.
Yeah, there was a little confusion there on the field. The far side line judge threw the flag, and it looked like one of the Southhold coaches thought that they did their job, and in fact they did. It's going to be an automatic first down here. Big play there.
Need to throw that flag way up in the air so us announcers can see it.
I think he was maybe a little confused. I think he was wondering if the defender got back on sides and didn't cross the plane, but in fact he did.
So now it'll be 1st down and 10. The ball is at the Mound City 25. Panthers on the defense and running around the left side with the ball. That's going to be Metzger, I believe. I turn the right page over here. Metzger runs around the left side. He'll have a good game. He got taken down hard down at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, big collision there. Young in on the tackle. Just shoulder pad to shoulder pad. Both of them lowering their shoulder pads and connecting right at each other.
All right, Southhold again, wheeling up over the football, 2nd down and 5 now. Clock goes under the 4-minute mark here in the first half. Trying to tie up the ball game at 14 with a touchdown. A little misdirection in the backfield and a little running room there, but not a lot this time for Feeling.
Almost looked like maybe Southhold might have got away with a little block in the back, but I think maybe he let up at the very end. And ref was able to keep the flag in his pocket for that one.
3rd down and 2. So no doubt in 2 down territory, 4 down territory here for the Knights. Got a feeling might see Brody Scroggins carry the ball here. Turn, he gets the ball. He runs the left side. He's up the middle for a 1st down. Running through and over defenders down to about the 9-yard line. 1st down for Southhold.
Inside the 10-yard line, it's going to be 1st and goal with 3:15 left on the clock. First half, looking to tie the ball game up here, possibly take the lead.
Ball right on the 10-yard line, 1st and goal. The nose just inside the chalk line. Now, this time, the quarterback is in the gun. Snapping the ball. He'll give it to Scroggins. Scroggins starts the middle, cuts outside, inside the 5, taken down at the 2-yard line, a gain of 8, 2nd and goal.
Will Young just flying around everywhere. He's playing the right side linebacker, but he comes all the way across the field to make a good little tackle with the legs, stop him 1 yard short, 2 yards short of the goal line.
He'll come back over the football here now. Ready to go again. Knights, 2nd and goal. 1 setback, that's Scroggins. They turn, they give the big fullback the ball, and this time they'll get about 1 yard, and the Panthers stop it.
And it's Trenton Thompson. He's doing his job there at the D-tackle position. Met Scroggins right at the line of scrimmage, and well, maybe he got about 1 yard, but wasn't able to get any further. Stood him right up.
The 10th play of the drive coming up here for Southhold. The clock down to 1:55 to go in this first half. Just what Knights want to do, run some time off the clock, get the touchdown here. Yes, they do. Quarterback keeper nosing in there. Kendall Nolan, the sophomore quarterback from 1 yard out, gets the touchdown on the 10th play of the drive for the Southhold Knights. They go 48 yards in 10 plays. That's a good sustained drive. And now we're tied at 14 apiece with 1:48 to go in the half. In the huddle a long time setting up this 2-point conversion try. Split the backs of the quarterback under center. Nolan back, rolls left, he looks, he throws, and it's off of one receiver's hand and right into the next receiver's hand behind him. Two-point conversion is good. Is that Metzger that caught it, number three? Or
I think
was it
was Kurtz.
Okay.
Number seven, Kurtz.
Kurtz caught it. So good play. It's a deflection, but it went from one offensive player to the next, and it's a two-point lead for South Polk. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3.
This story and recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake Kertosher, see Weston Witt in Fall City.
Nice little football drive there. 11 plays, 48 yards, capped off by a one-yard run by Nolan on quarterback keeper. Two-point conversion to Kurtz was good. South Polk takes the lead 14-16 with 1:48 left to go in the first half.
Here's the kickoff, and it rolls past Tubbs. He picks it up at the 15-yard line, and he runs to the right, and he'll get out to the 18-yard line. Nowhere else to go that time from Brendan Tubbs.
Nolan did on the tackle there for scoring the touchdown, flying down the field on kick coverage.
Get an update to score here in the first quarter out of Milford. It's Milford 27, Fall City 0. Milford, the number 6-ranked team in the state.
I know the Tigers are without their quarterback. Sounded like Simon broke his foot on the fourth or fifth metatarsal, is what his dad said yesterday.
That's a big word. Congratulations.
Well, I heard it recently. That's why.
Randy and I don't use big words like that. We do it. Here's a gain of four. Make it, 4 yards on the play and run right up the middle for Mound City. Gillenwater runs around the right side and a nice play from the inside out knocks him down for a loss of about a yard on the play. Timeout, Mound City. Coach Tenney going to go out and talk to the offense. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to Seglinski Field in Mound City. Back at Jake Brown homecoming for the Irish, and it's 34-0, Sacred Heart. That's the end of the first quarter. They're going to start the running clock early in that ball game.
You know, when I was in high school, Omaha Christian Academy was ranked top 10.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we just beat them by a couple touchdowns.
Third down and 8 here for the Panthers. Everybody in tight. Quarterback, Gillenwater back to pass. Throwing, my buddy's looking for, yes, Will Young. And a nice defensive play back there by one of the Knights.
Yeah, great defensive play by Phelan. He was tracking step for step. Will Young's had a great game today, and he was out in front, but great defensive coverage, was able to knock it away.
At one point, I looked at the numbers, and Will Young had, I think, 11 catches for 7 touchdowns. He's a big 6'4", rainy, fast, and really jump. At Mound City may have played right into the hands of South Hole here with a timeout and an incomplete pass. Here is the punt. The punt is away. It's pretty good driving back. Mound City's going to let it roll, and it will roll dead at the 25-yard line. So pretty good punt from the 20 down to the 25. But now South Hole gets the ball back.
Yeah, you know,
some timeouts and then free to go.
Sorry, John, there at the third down, Mount City kind of took a timeout there. And with, I don't know, it was about a minute 20 on the clock. I wondered if maybe you try to let that clock run. But, you know, as it is, took a timeout, try to gamble a little bit. Now you got to try to count on your defense to stop them here. A great punt, though. You kind of got away with it a little bit by the good punt.
Mound City's punter is 45. Who is that? That's Quentin Brandon. He's doing a good job tonight. when the Panthers had punted, Quinn's had some good ones. And we come out, stop hold football with a minute 3 to go. Quarterback, keeper to the right side, cuts inside, leans forward out to the 29-yard line, gain of 4.
Another excellent play by Ruther there playing at the lefty end. He held contain, shed his blocker, and then made the tackle as well.
Might have to go down and talk to Chris Jones. I'm setting that edge for the Chiefs.
Yes. Big game Sunday night against the Bills. Arrowhead will be rocking.
Right here on Sunday 101.3 for Sunday night. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Phelan running out of tacklers to midfield and finally going down being punished as he goes down right at midfield. The tackle out of bounds. The clock will stop.
Boy, he runs tough. Ruther again on the tackle there. Also in on the tackle was Brendan Tubbs. With 27 seconds left, was he pushed out of bounds or did they call timeout?
I think he got shoved out of bounds. Not going to start the clock.
Yep.
South Holt's got timeouts left. I'm surprised they haven't used one here.
Me too.
All right, 18-17. Coming over here to the near right side. And now the quarterback hands off. Scroggins runs left, cuts right. A man fell down on the defense. 30 and tackled. And they will stop the clock. As they say, he goes out of bounds at the 26-yard line of Mound City.
Brendan Tubbs again on the tackle there, and they will take the timeout with 5 seconds left.
So with the timeout, we'll take a break. We're coming back to Mound City after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5 seconds up on the clock. That's the go before halftime here at Seglinski Field of Mound City. John Nixon, Lucas Pressure with you here tonight, bringing you Mound City and South Holt football, the 275 conference. Panthers looking to get above 500 to 3-3. South Holt at 4-2, looking to add their fifth win of the year. Well, let's see what Coach Peterson drew up here on 1st and 10 with 5 seconds to go for the Mound City 26-yard line. Everything's in play. Scroggins in the backfield. Two receivers left. One man comes in motion to the right side, the short side of the field. Quarterback takes the snap and the shotgun. Being chased and tripped up in the backfield. And it stays. There might be 1 second left. He went down at the 34. A loss of 8 on the play.
It's going to be close. When he called for the timeout, there was 1 second left. And I think the far side referee... Nope.
They're not going to give it to him. Not going to give it to him. That is the final of the first half. 14 for the Mound City Panthers, the home team. 16 for the South Holt Knights, the visitors here at Seglinski Field. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with a look at the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back here at Mound City High School. It's the Glensky Field in Mound City. We're at 16-14, South Holt leading the Mound City Panthers here at halftime. And it's time to take a look at the first half scoring. We'll be back with stats a little bit later in the first half. Our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Arm Booster Motor Company of Falls City. They've been in business since 1951, celebrating 70 years in business. They sell all your Buicks, your Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Mary Ram dealer also in Falls City.
There's been four touchdowns in the game, and South Holt scored quick on the first one. With 9:59 left to go in the first quarter, they went up eight to nothing after a 9-yard run by Phelan. It was a 5-play, 40-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was good by Nolan. Following that up was Mound City scoring the 54-yard touchdown run by Tubbs after a 2-play, 65-yard drive. 2-point conversion was good by Young, and with 3:57 left in the first, it was tied up 8-8. Mound City got the lead with a 3-yard run by Tubbs. The 2-point conversion was no good after a 6-play, 25-yard drive. With 7:25 left to go in the second, it was 14-8 Mound City. And right before halftime here, South Holt was able to tie it up and take the lead with a 2-point conversion. With 1:48 left to go in the first half, a 1-yard run by the quarterback sneak. After a nice 11-play, 48-yard drive, the 2-point conversion by Kurtz was good. And that's where we stand now in halftime, 16-14, South Holt over Mound City.
And out there playing away for the Mound City High School. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather, take another 2-minute timeout, and be back and look at some of the first half numbers on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and local advantage, we are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Derek Dolman with your weather for the tri-state area.
For tonight, we'll look for partial cloud cover here across the region, lows drop into lower 60s. As we kick off the weekend for your Saturday, partly sunny, highs make it up to around 90 with southeast winds at around 5 to 20 miles per hour. And then for your Saturday night, partial cloud cover, lows bottom off to around 62 with isolated showers possible late on Sunday, partly sunny, and a high near 76. On Sunday night, we'll look for a chance of showers and storms under cloudy skies. Lows fall back to around 53, with showers and storms possible for your Monday, and a high near 67. By Monday night, skies become clear. Lows in the upper 40s, with spotty rain showers possible late on Tuesday under plenty of sunshine. Highs around 74. Highs in the upper 60s Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dolman on Sunny 101.3.
This is Sunny 101.3.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth-wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sure Grow Plant Food Company at 102 Grand Avenue in Forest City, Missouri is ready to go to work for you. They're here to help you get the maximum yields. They can advise you on what chemicals will work to keep weeds down and what fertilizers will get your crops shaped up and in the best growing conditions. Call today, 660-446-3376. That's Sure Grow Plant Food Company, 102 Grand Avenue in Forest City, Missouri, 660-446-3376.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime, it's Zaglinski Field in Mound City. Take a look at the numbers brought to you by Armbrist Motor Company in Fall City, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. For the home team Panthers, Brendan Tubbs, 7 carries, 75 yards, a touchdown, 2 touchdowns in the first half. Trevor Tubbs, 4 carries, 11 yards in the first half. I thought he had more yards than that, but that's what my numbers say. I'll check them again. I think that's not right. I think I wrote down something wrong. Cole Gillenwater, the quarterback, 2 carries, 10 yards, 0 for 2 passing in the first half of the ball game. For South Hole, Kendall Nolan, their quarterback, 9 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown, 0 for 2 passing with an interception. Brody Scroggins, 13 carries for 63 yards in the first half of the ball game. And Gannon Phelan, he has 12 carries, has picked up 88 yards in the first half of this ball game, and they're 2 touchdowns, and they have 16. They got both their 2-point conversions, and Mount City made 1 out of 2. Passing for South Holt, 0 for 2, as we said, with an interception. So we expected not a lot of passes being thrown in this ball game, Lucas.
No, you know, 2 minutes and 1 second into the game, South Holt scores, and I thought we were going to have some sort of track meet out here, but it's a little bit of a function of Mound City taking a gamble on the opening kickoff and trying to go for the onsider. They were close, but they didn't get it. Gave South Holt a short field. They went down and scored after just a few plays of long runs and got on the board first, but a couple turnovers here and there. Mound City was able to make some stops, score a couple touchdowns, and pretty good ball game here. Nice little crowd, good environment.
The numbers are right on Mr. Tubbs. It is 11 yards in the rush. They had a couple of negative plays in there when he got caught in the backfield early on in the ballgame. Next week, we will see South Holt again. They will be at home down in Oregon. They'll be hosting the Rockport Blue Jays. We'll have that game for you here on Sunny 101.3. Then in 2 weeks, we'll have the Mound City Panthers up at Rockport on Friday night. That will be Mound City at Rockport in the final regular season game for the Missouri 8-man schedule, the Nebraska 8-man schedule. Regular season ends next week, so we've got some Thursday night football as well. On Sunday next week, we will have on Thursday night, Johnson County Central hosting Freeman on Thursday night. Then on, as I said, on Friday, we'll be down at South Holt next week. So lots of football. And the Nebraska playoffs begin 2 weeks from last night, so we have a number of 8-man teams make it in that Thursday, so we'll be figuring out the schedule where we will be. You know, Sacred Heart's going to be in. Probably Johnson Brock is going to be in the area, and from there on, it's a guessing game, but it looks like those two will qualify for sure. So we'll be covering teams in postseason action. They are out there warming up here for this second half tonight. We'll take another 2-minute break, then we'll come back. We'll check some of the scores around the area on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Hey softball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Seglinski Field. Another 8-man team in the area in action tonight. That is the Rockport Blue Jays, who have been defeated the last 2 weeks and lost rather by large scores for their first two losses of the year. Tonight, they are abusing last year's Missouri 8-man state champions. They lead in 13 seconds to go in the first half. They are ahead 54-8 in that ball game. Last year's state champ, Southwest Livingston, of course, they graduated 12 players off that state championship team. Rockport leading them 54-8 just before halftime. And some other scores. Luke, did you get anything up there?
I was trying to look for some updates, but nothing I found here is relevant to the area.
Auburn's up 24-14 over Nebraska City at halftime tonight. I believe that's up in Nebraska City. Fall City Tigers were trailing. Last score I saw, 27-0 after one quarter. And Sacred Heart was up over Omaha Christian Academy, 40-0 at halftime. So happy homecoming to the Irish, for the Irish tonight, it looks like. They'll have a running clock. I think they might have started that at the end of the first quarter tonight. OCA just didn't have very many players suited up.
No, that's what I heard. Numbers were down.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And as I said, we're on KTNC tonight. It is Pawnee City taking on the Sterling Jets. Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek up there covering that game for us over on Sister Station, KTNC tonight, and on the web at MSCSports.net here. And I don't see any updates from that game. But anyway, we'll get some of that. Ranked number 2 and number 9. Say Sterling made the state title game last year. I was talking to Coach Lucas, our day Sterling. Or just a few years ago, the last time we did a Sterling football game, there was talk of even not having a football program. They were just out of kids. I think they forfeited a game to Sacred Heart right at the end of the year, maybe. Didn't have enough kids to come down, and they just were, that was a program in shambles. Now they've switched to six-man football and state championship game last year and ranked number 2 this year. They're having fun and winning some games.
And that's just a function of the demographics in the rural communities here. As life goes on, there's going to be a lot of these smaller schools having to co-op or consolidate, and I don't think it's probably not going to change overnight.
No, probably not over yet. We're going to see more of it, I'm sure. Here, I don't think we're going to see a lot of passing yet in this ballgame. As we mentioned before, only 4 passes thrown so far to each team. South Holt had one picked off back in the first half that kept them out of the end zone. Had they scored, that would have been their second possession of the game. They would have taken at least a 14-0 lead, maybe 16-0. And then they had a fumble and lost one on downs. Mount St. Eve, as we said, is kind of a bend but don't break situation a few times there in that first half. And so far, as I said, they didn't break, and they're within 2 points here at halftime.
Here's an update on Sterling, 30-14 Sterling over Pawnee City at halftime.
So that's not a bad game. Could be a lot of scoring in that one, and we'll see how that all goes. It's homecoming here tonight at Mount City. They had the homecoming royalty crown prior to the ball game. Kendall Hucks, the homecoming queen this year, and Will Young is the homecoming king for the Mount St. Panthers. So congratulations to both of those youngster seniors here at Mount City High School. I don't suppose he's wearing that crown under that helmet, is he? They generally don't fit.
He's probably saying, save it for me after the game. Save it for me at the dance.
Yeah, save it for me and take my picture, and I'll be embarrassed for life with it. I think it's usually the king's attitude, isn't it?
That's right. Will us to a win and then go to a dance.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Mount City won the toss before the ball game. They deferred. They will get the ball and start the second half here tonight at Seglinski Field. Back deep for the Mount City Panthers is going to be Brendan Tubbs. He stands his own 15. Ready to kick it away is Alex Harris for South Holt. And approach the ball. 8-man football. It's a low kick. He picked up at the 13-yard line. Tubbs, 15-20, comes to the right. Now reverses into the middle of the field. He'll be out to around the 25-yard line where they finally corral him, knock him to the ground.
Senior Alex Harrison on the tackle there for South Holt. Making the stop at 25-yard line where Mount City will start their drive, looking to take the lead.
I love these stools they put in the press box here, and they built them a few years ago and redid it, but they're on wheels. I keep sliding away from my work here.
It is a very comfy seat.
Oh, isn't it, though? Split back set, 1st and 10, Mount City from their own 25-yard line, and up the middle, a burst to the 30-yard line, carrying the football straight ahead will be Brendan Tubbs.
Metzger in on the tackle there, making a good little stop.
Yeah. I'll have one. Well, gain of 5 here on the play, so we're take so good care of us here. Just for shipping the activities director at Mount City, check and see if we need something to drink here for the second half. I think it better. 2nd and 5 after the first down play. Misdirection in the backfield this time, carrying the football and knocked down is going to be Trevor Tubbs. Trevor going to lose 2 on the play. He just didn't have anywhere to go.
The right guard and the center looked like they were pulling on that play. They called that CRG 33. Unfortunately, the linebacker on the strong side was able to get in the backfield, and those pulling linemen weren't able to make a difference.
South Holt, 4 down linemen. A couple of linebackers up quick, or could be corners. Now they're going to bring two safeties up, show blitz, and they're coming. Here's a run to the right side. Got a block. Quarterback Gillenwater, first down, out near the midfield stripe, and taken out of bounds. So you really put the foot down right on the 40-yard line. Nice run.
Yes. That could be underrated. That was a heck of a run. Shifty little move. He was trying to get to the sideline on the near side here in front of us. Planted that right foot, cut it back inside, and a couple of Southfold Knights ended up on the grass because they slipped trying to go with his momentum.
13-yard pickup, puts the ball at midfield. First down, 10 for the Panthers. Showing blitz again against the run. The quarterback tosses it up, and it was well behind the intended receiver, Will Young, and could have been picked off, but it was pressure on the quarterback, made him miss the target.
Yeah, super tough play there. Risky, really risky. Kendall Nolan was able to get right through the middle of the line there and put on the pressure right away. A little mayday blitz right up the middle. Went untouched and, boy, just trying to throw it away there. Almost intercepted.
Six guys came on the blitz that time, it looked like. Maybe two back. All right, we'll split the backs on second and 10 now. Toss it back. Tubbs may want to throw it. That is going to turn the corner, coming back, getting up to midfield, and a short gain on the play for Trevor Tubbs. I thought for a minute he was looking to maybe pass that football, Lucas.
Well, it looked like he had a lot of yards. There was a nice little way to elude a tackler in the backfield and bring it towards the near sideline here. I thought he had a small open field, but credit Southfold for closing in on the play and not giving up.
Third and 9 for the Panthers at the 10-minute mark of the third quarter, trailing by 2 to the Southfold Knights. Right hash mark, near side. Out of the backfield, in motion, Brendan Tubbs, quarterback back. Here comes the blitz. They pick it up. The ball is, and it's a catch. They're looking.
Ooh.
Referees looked at one another. The back judge says no. I think the guy here on the side was going to give him the catch for the interception.
Yeah, he was, and I think Cole Metzger, I thought he got his hands under it. I think his body language was telling me that he thinks he had it, too.
That would have been a replay at every other level.
Yeah, and we'd be waiting about 3 to 5 minutes now, wouldn't we?
Oh, at least. You know, the most important game, the most important person in a college football game.
The replay official?
No, the guy that wears that orange glove.
Yes.
Hold everything up for the timeouts on TV timeouts. I can hold the game up for 5-6 minutes if I want to, just by center with my arm up. Here's a punt situation. Mound City boots it away again. Hits at the 11, rolls back inside the 5, picked up there, and a great play on the defense after the Brandon punt.
Way to fly to the ball, Will Young. Just straight line. Punt was right down the middle. Let it bounce a couple times. Decided to pick it up, then let it go in the end zone. Picked it up about the 2-yard line. He was tackled at the 3.
Well, the good news for Southfold is they stopped Mound City, made him punt. The bad news is they probably should have let that ball roll. And probably would have went into the end zone.
Yep, looks like they're going to spot it at the 5.
So the Knights are the ball, 16-14. They have a lead, 9:42 left here in this third quarter now. A little breeze at their back, high set. And the quarterback, Nolan, turns, runs the right. He got out of a couple tackles. He's got a first down. He's got more. He's still on his feet. Finally spun down out across the 20 at around the 25-yard line. Boy, he must have some quick feet because he was tackled, looked like, about 3 different times.
Awfully shifty. Jesse Knapp been on the tackle, didn't give up on the play.
Nice job by Nolan.
Good for about a 21-yard gain there.
Yeah. Nice run. That gets him out of a hole in a hurry. They've picked up a lot of yards on the ground tonight, 221 with that run in the ballgame so far. But the lead is only 2 points. Line him up in the eye once again. Nolan under center, turns, gives to his fullback, and Brody Scroggins runs straight ahead. Your classic, 3-4 yards, and there's a cloud of dust.
That was a classic right there. Just give it to the fullback and up to the interior lineman to create a hole, and he did. And if you can get 3 or 4 yards on first down, you're on schedule.
Second down, says 7 on the clock over there. New scoreboard here at Seglinski Field, same position. All the lights work now. Turn, hand the ball off to Phelan, and Phelan on the right side. First down and more. From the inside, he cuts out. And quarterback lost a towel. I'm not sure how that got back to the 9-yard line. He must have lost it earlier.
That was on that shifty move back there. I didn't notice it, but he's running back there about 20 yards to pick up his...
Hey, where's my towel?
His dry towel.
So Gannon Phelan with the run from the 30 out to the 40, a 10-yard pickup and another first down for South Holt. Mound City going to have to tighten down here again, trailing by 2 right now.
Back judge has his hands up. That means you got 10 seconds on the play clock. He'll start kicking here. 5, 4.
Backs are split. Turn. Give the ball off to Scroggins. He is spun down. A good gain. He'll have close to 10 more. He'll have 9 on the play. They start not even to the outside, but just off the guard on the left side. And then he spins back into the middle and picks up 9.
Trevor Tubbs in on the tackle there. He tackled the ball. He was trying to strip that ball, and oftentimes the runner will be able to elude that. But good job by hanging on to the ball, and also good job by Trevor Tubbs for making the tackle.
If you don't strip the ball, a lot of times the running back gets a lot more yards.
Yep.
Drag that guy with you on occasion. Split back, field turn. Phelan takes the handoff, runs right, tries to cut back. Oh, right into the heart of the defense, and a solid tackle inside the 30 at the 27.
Ran right into the open arms of Jesse Knapp, and he took him right to the ground, right where he was. Stopped.
Good for a first down on the play. I'll make it first down and 10 at the Panther 27-yard line. Panthers got some defenders that are starting to bend over and look for some air here, Lucas. They've been on the field a lot this ball game. Long as it's playing both ways, of course.
No doubt. You're gonna see a lot of that in these small schools.
Panthers with 4 men, down linemen. Quarterback, no, didn't quite get a clean handoff, but he does get it to Phelan, and Phelan is picked up and pushed backwards at the 21-yard line. He'll pick up about 6.
Yeah, it looked like the handoff looked like the right guard kind of chipped quarterback's shoulder there, and Nolan, as he was trying to hand it off, just kind of took a step back. Not a clean exchange, but good enough for 6.
You hear a coach say, hey, I don't care who you block, just block somebody. Well, not the quarterback.
Right.
Don't block your own quarterback. Clock moving down, under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Second down and 4 for the South Holt Knights. Single back, split man to the right side. Scroggins runs left. There's that lean back into the middle, and he'll have 2 or 3 more straight ahead, close to a first down.
In on the tackle, Noah Oswald for Mound City. And there's some heavy puffing going on out there. A couple guys with the hands on their knees, a couple of guys hunched over.
Block, getting blocked constantly wears on you, even if you make a nice play. South Holt over the ball now at the 18.5-yard line, third down and a yard to go. Turn, and it's Phelan. And Phelan runs out of one tackle. He's inside the 10 and down to around the 7 or 8 yard line for the South Holt Knights. That run coming from about the 17-yard line.
Able to get to the second level pretty easy, and then Will Young there was able to make the tackle to save the touchdown. Going to be first and goal from about the 8 or 9.
This will be the 9th play of the drive here for South Holt. First and goal. Spot the ball. I'm going to call it the 8-yard line. Bring him into the near left side. Jace Jackson. Turn. Give it to Scroggins. Runs right. Turns up the field inside the 5. Down to around the 2-yard line, maybe the 3. I don't know. Man, I don't know how you stop him. He is so big and strong. Be down at the 3, it looks like. He's 5.
Runs tough, especially when you've been on the field for 8, 10, 12 plays in a row.
So second and goal now from the 4, they call it. I can go with that. That's fine. Now, quarterback gives to Phelan, and Gannon Phelan, one of the offensive linemen, says a touchdown. He doesn't have the striped shirt on, though. His opinion doesn't count.
Yeah, William Rother was able to make the tackle there from the linebacker position. Stopped him just short, and if you're Mound City, you got a little chance here. You got to stop him twice, but
probably inside the 1 here. Quarterback, see coming, yep. And, oh, I don't think he made it.
Good job
by the defense.
Quarterback sneak on the play, stood up right at the line, and Mound City here are going to have to dig deep on 4th and 1 with 4:40 left to go in the third quarter.
Nolan, the quarterback, he could just kind of feel the sneak was coming and ran it successfully earlier in the middle there for Mound City. Doing a nice job there that time. That was big number 91, Trenton Thompson. And this time South Holt got in there. They made it in this time on the second try on fourth down. They gave it the fullback Scroggins, and he scores the touchdown from a yard away.
A good run by Scroggins, another stout fella, just running off the left side there and just dipping his nose and getting across the end zone. Just got about a yard deep in the end zone, but that's good enough for six.
12-play drive, 75 yards. That's the way you want to do it. No penalties either on either side. Now, it's an 8-point lead, trying to make it a 2-score lead here, are the South Holt Knights. Quarterback Kendall Nolan under center. Offset eye, runs the toss to Field on the right side. Uses his speed, tries to back in. He spins in for the try, and the score goes South Holt 24, Mound City 14. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our story and recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Josh Arm connect for Weston Witt in Fall City.
After a 12-play, 75-yard drive, Scroggins, the fullback, takes it in from 1 yard out. 4:20 left in the third quarter. The 2-point conversion by Thieland was good. 14-24, South Holt over Mound City.
Mound City ready for the kickoff, and it's a low bouncer. Tubbs bounces up. He lost it, got it back, 25, and out to the 30-yard line, basically, is where Mound City will start this position. They've had pretty good field position, but they really need to get in gear on offense and get down the field now and put a score on the board down by 10 points.
Yeah, the 2-point conversion makes it a 2-possession game, so I almost wondered if it would have been worth taking a timeout there on 4th-and-1 to get your defense a little bit of air, but they've those same guys here on the field for offense.
At 4th-and-1, you just happy already. It's almost inevitable, you think. Not always, of course, but you think.
So now, yeah, I would say Mount City's only got 7 guys out on the field, so looks like they've got a little time here.
Here comes somebody. What's the play? Here comes a run blitz. Turn, give the ball off, and then run blitz work. That, maybe that's where they should have used the timeout. Loss of a couple on the play as the handoff went to Brendan Tubbs, or rather, Brendan Tubbs that time, and he just didn't have anywhere to go.
No, it's kind of a tough little play there when you've got your right guard coming in and got to tell him the play. He's not quite prepared. He did get a good block, though. Blocked the linebacker pretty well, but wasn't able to get to that level.
Now, 2nd-and-12. Everybody up in the box for South Holt. Off to the short side, quarterback keeper. Flag goes down as a gain out across the 30, around the 32, but this is probably going to be against the Panthers.
It is. It's a holding. I saw it and ref threw it right at his feet. The flag, that is.
3 minutes, 39 seconds left in this third quarter. That long drive, like it took over 5 minutes off the clock, that's just what the doctor orders for South Holt there.
Well, and that's exactly what they did at the end of the second half. They had an 11-play, 48-yard drive to take the lead 16-14 and then come back in the start of the third quarter, 12-play, 75-yard drive to go up 2 possessions here.
Now it's 2nd-and-21. Bounce back to their own 19-yard line here. Not a lot of pass plays used so far. They're in the playbook. They just haven't been used. Hand off, and this time it's going to be Trevor Tubbs. Trevor trying to sweep to the left side. Hit and dropped. Third down and 22. He lost one.
Everything going South Holt's way. Kendall Nolan there on the tackle. And he's got that defense amped up. They're in total control now. know, it's only up by 10, but you can just feel that they're in total control of this game.
Well, South Hold is selling out on defense against the run. They're not putting anybody back. Now we have the quarterback in the shotgun, trip set to the right for Mound City. Look for Will Young. They lob it up to him. He's got the ball in his hand. He's got the first down. He's inside the 35 and out of bounds at the South Holt 33-yard line.
It's a great play. He just kind of got thrown up there and just hope, but it was a perfect throw and hope. Alex Harris came on the blitz almost untouched for South Holt right up the middle. Had to let the ball go quick. Going water was able to put a dime right in his breadbasket.
Well, he threw in the right spot. 29-yard pickup on the play, first and 10 for the Panthers. And this time, Gilmore got out of a mess. He turned the corner, first down on the left sideline, a late flag at the 10-yard line. He's in the end zone. I think he went out of bounds at around the 5, but there's a flag back at the 15.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably going to be a block in the back.
How did he get loose back here in the backfield?
He was going to be tackled in the backfield. Was able to elude that. I was pretty surprised.
That's a heck of a run. It'll be a first down, I'm sure. Depending on where it occurred, Gillenwater looking for an official to take the football. Block in the back by Mound City, occurring at the 15-yard line. They won't get a first down.
Yeah, spot foul, 10 yards back. So they're going to have about first and two? I don't think it's a loss of down. So it's going to be first and two from the 25, I believe.
So he ends up with an 8-yard gain.
That's a tough penalty there.
Yeah.
Mound City kind of just got to let it go, but you know, sometimes those referees will be, I don't know, duped a little bit, because if the defender turns on his own, then that's a hard call.
First and two for the Panthers out the 25 of South Holt. Crossbuck action. They give it to the first man through there that time. That was Brendan Tubbs, and Brendan will be down to the 20. He'll pick up 5 yards. The Panther first down.
Metzger and Williams in on the tackle for South Holt. Not after a good little gain there. And, boy, just when you thought Mound City couldn't do anything and South Holt was packing the box with the linebackers and great blitzes, Mound City has two big plays in a row.
South Holt says that was a lucky pass. Mound City says we put it right where we needed to.
That's right.
And that's the way they drew it up. They are not passing team. Here we go. Gilwater hit as the blitz comes through. Nowhere to go that time. A big loss on the play. Out of round. They're going to spot him. He got a pretty good spot. He's going to be back to the 26, a loss of 6.
South Holt's found a little strategy here, and Mound City's going to have to continue to make some adjustments. They came for a pass pattern there, but you're going to have some extra blockers for all these extra bodies that are coming up the middle for South Holt.
They're taking some risk. I mean, they're bringing, you bring 6 guys, you've only got 2 people to defend the pass, if there is one, but you're hoping your defense gets there and gets the quarterback before the receivers can get open. Split back formation, we got a different back in there this time. Toss it back, carrying the football will be Trevor Tubbs. Trevor went to the left, reverse field, came back to the right, he'll be to the 25-yard line. That'll bring up 2nd and 15.
Again, a couple inside linebackers coming in quick. It was going to be a kind of a toss to the left side. Kept contained over there by Scroggins. Forced it back up in the inside, and those blitzing linebackers were right where they needed to be to make the tackle.
All right, now the ball at the 25. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Quarterback back, got a good block. It's lobbed up. It's caught by Tubbs. That's Brendan. Makes a tackle at the 5, and he rolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Mound City, with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Great adjustment by Tubbs. The ball was underthrown because pressure was on the quarterback again, but underthrown, made the adjustment. The defender, Jackson, wasn't looking for the ball, was kind of concentrated on Tubbs, and Tubbs just came back, caught it at the high point, made a move, scored the touchdown.
Mound City picks up 54 yards passing on the drive. And they'll go for two, down by four, 24-20. Quarterback handed off, trying to run. The left side is Trevor Tubbs. Boy, I'll tell you, South holds stout over on the right side of their defense. 24-20, the Knights lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jay Gertosh, Arm Connector. See Weston Witt in Fall City.
Slow drive started there for Mountain City. They were trying to pound the ball, and the blitzing linebackers for Southold stopping them. But a couple big pass plays and a couple large runs, an 8-play, 50-yard drive. Tubbs in for the touchdown on a 25-yard pass with 14 seconds left to go in the third. The two-point conversion was no good. 24-20, Southold, Mountain City kicking off.
Ready to kick it away is Rylan Hall. Feeling the deep man for South Holt. Stand back. Hall bounces up the field. One of the linemen got a nice hop up there early and hits the ground. It'll be down at the South Holt 37-yard line.
South Holt plays a pretty safe little return there. They've got four guys on the front line, and then there are two up backs. Are close right behind them. Generally speaking, those up backs might be 10 to 15 yards, but they're only 5 yards behind the up linemen, so not too much room there available for the onsider, but they still felt it was worth the risk.
So now we've got a four-point lead for South Holt. They've got the football and one play with a wind at their back if they want to try to use. It's not a strong, strong wind, but it would be an effective wind against some things. Turn, hand the ball off to Field, and he's going to run straight forward. He will be across the 35 and out to the 39, and that will end quarter number three. It's second down and seven. When we come back to Mountain City, 24-20, South Pole with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
24-14, South Holt with a lead over Mountain City. Here they have the football as we begin quarter number four here tonight at Siglinski Field. John Nixon, Lucas Freshel with you here tonight as we get ready. Turn and hand the ball off and carrying the football. Brody Scroggins, we're used to that on third down and seven. He'll power forward for two or three more.
Top of the play by Jesse Knapp for Mountain City. Mountain City's kind of got new life here a little bit. Down by 10 on the previous drive and stopped early on a couple run plays and big pass play down the sideline. Touchdown right after that, got him back into it.
Get an ouchie score here at halftime out of Milford tonight. It's the Milford squad over Fall City, 48-0. Turn the I formation. Feeling with a burst up the middle, a stiff arm to the defensive back, and they grab that arm and drag him to the ground at the 22-yard line.
Good tackle there by Trevor Tubbs. I almost wonder if Phelan was looking for a face mask, but he was taken down a little awkwardly, and he's limping off the field. He's going to have a sub come in for him here.
15-yard pickup for Phelan. He's piling up the yards tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what he thought. Maybe he was asking for a horse collar? I mean, I didn't see anything awry there.
He put the stiff arm out, and the defensive player grabbed the stiff arm and said, come here. I'm going to drag you to the ground with that stiff arm.
That's right. Oh, he's cramped. A little bit of cramp.
Oh, yeah. Now it's first down and 10 for the Panther, 22-yard line. Crossbuck action to the fullback, and a little misdirection. Not much doing. He'll be to the 20, gain of a yard and a half on the play for Scroggins.
Nice work by the Mountain City D line there. Trenton Thompson is in on the play.
Way back in the old days, in a different universe before you were born, there was a football coach that I knew. And when you were on defense, when the opponent threw a stiff arm, he said, break that off and beat him with the bloody end of it.
You can't do that anymore, can you?
I never saw it happen, but that was always the coaching technique. Toss ball out on the left side. They try a little sprint out and a quick pitch back to Scroggins. And he'll pick up a yard and a half. It's going to bring up third down and 6.
Yeah, technically it looked like a forward pass. I think it's a designed option, but the pitch man kind of got out in front of him. No problem, though. The quarterback was behind the line of scrimmage and was able to make a successful little forward pass there.
Third down and 6. Coach T.J. Sanford down here with Coach Tenney trying to figure out what they're going to do to stop him. Here's a reverse in the backfield, but they give it to the fullback, Scroggins. And again, Panther defense playing stout here in the fourth quarter. He got another yard, fourth and long.
Biggest play of the game coming up here with 9:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's fourth and 5. South Holt's up 24-20. Mound City with their backs against the goal line here a little. Well, not quite. They're at the 18-yard line. Fourth and 5. They can get a stop here.
Yep. That's what they need. In the shotgun, two receivers left, one of them coming in a motion to the right. Scroggins right up the middle, and the Panthers stop him right at the line of scrimmage.
You can hear the crowd on that one. They're into it. Everyone's kind of leaning forward a little bit. Packed crowd here. Great atmosphere by these two rivalry teams, and Mound City's going to have the ball with a chance to take the lead.
Mound City, their own 17-yard line, 9:12 to go, down 24-20. Scroggins after that 11-yard, 15-yard gain by Phelan. Scroggins went for 2-2-1 and none on four straight plays. Stout Panther defense there.
This is fun, John.
We got a different quarterback in there, I think. Gillenwater down there on the sideline. Yes, we do. 25 and a running back. Throw it up the field and a little inside, a tough catch there. Falling down, falling backwards to get it was Trevor Tubbs.
Yeah, William Rother is going to be in at 20, quarterback.
25?
Yep, they got him at 25.
Okay.
So one of the fellows here in the press box said that they all got new jerseys. I don't know if it was this week or last week, but they've all got new jerseys and not the same numbers.
Nobody told me. Obviously. All right, so Rother in there. He is the starting quarterback normally. And showing blitz, handed off, and a sweep. Here comes Tubbs, and he is running, grab him around the legs, and Trevor Tubbs will be up close. I think he got the first down, but he already needed 4. I think he got 5, yes.
Yep, they're going to give him the first down. Nice little run there by Tubbs, able to jump for it at the end for the first down.
Panthers pick up the first down of the drive here. Spot the ball out now to the 28-yard line. I've seen so many games like this in this field over the years.
Yeah, this is my first time here. It's a neat little scene.
Saw a lot of blowouts. I saw a lot of really good football games here, little tight games in late like this one. All right, turn. Rother tripped as he hands the ball off, and straight forward is Brennan Tubbs. Now, the ball, when he hit the ground, the ball squirted out of his arm, but he was down. It'll be a gain of 4 on the play.
The back judge there was ticking off the play clock, and he got a new quarterback in there, so it'll be not necessarily unorganized, just not what you're used to. So they were down to 1 second left on the play clock and got it off. I thought maybe his knee was down, but it was a 50-50 call.
All right, split the backs on the near left hash mark. They go right to left of the north end zone. And we've got movement. We've got a flag. Bounce, they draw them off. Yes, they did. Procedure will make it 2nd and 10, maybe 11.
I'm not sure what this near sideline judge saw. He must have saw a flinch, but Mound City went to a hard count there and was able to get a couple of South Pole guys to kind of jump. They never went into the neutral zone. There must have been a little flinch by Mound City.
Spot the ball back to the 27-yard line. second and 11. Rover call. Oh, that didn't look good. There's got to be a flag on that. Looked like half the right side of the offense went, and the left side of the defense jumped.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that could be on the center. I don't know if center snapped the ball, maybe delayed. And so it's not necessarily a snap infraction, but it's going to be a false start on Mount City again here.
Oh, goodness. That's back-to-back procedure calls against Mound City. So now it's second and 17, and they're back their own 22-yard line. Second and 16, Panthers. From the 22-yard line. Split the backs. Ruther calling the count. Keeper around the right side, breaks the tackles, and he's into the backfield, and he is up very close to the first down. Maybe, well, they're going to spot him. He's got it, I think, from my view.
I think he does have it. Nice little quarterback keeper, kind of give to the running back going on the left side, reverse pivot, coming around to the right side, trying to get to the outside lane. The offensive tight end, able to kick out the DN, make a little room there. And a nice little 16, 17, 18-yard run.
You know, you bring them run blitzes right at the middle like that. If you get to the outside, there's only a guy or two maybe out there to beat.
Nothing but open field. A little bit of hole there. Nothing but open field at the second level. Now, the third level, the cornerback was able to make the tackle and stop him just short of midfield.
Mound City out to the 38-yard line. 6:35, and the clock winding down. They trail by four. Again, eight defenders in the block. They're in the box, and the flag flies in the backfield. Delay, Mound City, third penalty of the drive. Oh, my.
Quick delay of game there.
Yeah, usually you get that feeling up here that it's getting close. Even if you don't see that back judge, but that time I didn't think it had been that quick, but it was.
I could see Mound City hustling to the line. They must have known that they were up against the clock. But
so now they're back at their own 33. Split backs on first and 15. Rother calling the long count. Running the left side is Tubbs. And, boy, that play is just not working against this stout defense for South Polk. Count around the left side is Trevor Tubbs. It seems like every time they run that play, there's two or three defenders just waiting on him.
Yeah, South Polk had that one snipped out. It's a little bit of a misdirection there. You kind of misdirect to the right, give the ball to the running back coming around to the left.
There's no gain on that play. Coming into the ball game is Quentin Brandon. Quentin will be in the backfield on the left side this time, and on the sideline is Brendan Tubbs for Mound City, center of coach T.J. Standiford. Split back set. Second and 16. The back stands up. Rother running the right side.
I think they're going to call a legal motion because they didn't call the play dead. They let it proceed. Is that?
Well, it was obvious that he stood up and he went backwards. He can stand up and go in motion.
I feel like if that white hat's going to throw the flag, he's got to stop the play. So I'm a little unsure right here.
It'd be interesting what they call here.
He's going to wave it off.
Trevor Tubman did stand up.
I think that's a legal shift.
I guess that's what they called it. They must have said he went forward instead. I thought he went backwards. Coach Standard was out there saying, we're allowed to move in the backfield. Coach Standard, one of them old Humboldt Cardinals, he's debating now. But it won't matter. I don't know if he was a Cardinal. He might have been a Titan. I think he's young enough he was probably a Titan. Oh, goodness. So, Mound City has given up more yards and penalties than they've gained this play. That's 5 or 10 yard penalty.
Yeah, so I think it's a 5. So a legal motion one hand, a legal shift two hand. So yeah, he must have been moving forward, like you said.
Second and 20 from the 28. Wow, split back near left hash mark. Rother back. Rother looks young, breaks free in the backfield, but the pass is underthrown. But Rother, they say incomplete. He went down to get, he didn't get up with the ball. That's why. He made a good effort. The ball was just under there. Had Rother been able to get some air under that one, Will Young had everybody beat.
Phelan was in on the play there defending, but yeah, the ball just a little bit underthrown. I mean, that's all he could do. There's a lot of pressure on him.
Mound City calls timeout on 3rd and 20 with 5:15 to go. We'll take a break with him. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 in 30 seconds.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5:15 left in this fourth quarter. Mound City down 24-20 to South Holt, facing third and 20. It will be 38-13 now. Auburn leading Nebraska City early in the fourth quarter up at the Pioneer Field tonight. So here comes Mound City. They're ready to go. Here comes South Holt back from the defensive sideline in their visit. Ruther in there at quarterback. My understanding, he wasn't going to play on offense tonight, but he must have convinced him to let him play. He got cleared to play. So third and 20 from the 29-yard line. Ruther straight back, fakes a screen, now throws for Hughes. He's got it. 25-20 and down to the 16-yard line. First down, another huge play to the Panther offense.
It's a huge play, and he's the only receiver that's going out there. And so they, you know, Mount City knew that they needed to keep protection in. There were about three South Holt defenders. And I'm telling you, Young was able to get past all of them. What a great throw and catch.
A
big, huge play.
3-yard play down to the 18-yard line of South Holt. Clock under 5 minutes to go now. Mount City don't want to score in a hurry either. Now you really want to churn out some yardage. From the 18, split the backs. Ruther looking over the defense. He's taking a long snap. He turns. He keeps on his hip. It breaks inside and outside, and he'll be knocked down. He lost maybe a yard, half a yard anyway on the play.
Yeah, good penetration there by the left D end. Or maybe it was the linebacker Jackson. Nonetheless, he had to cut it in before he wanted to. He wanted to try to get to the sideline and get some yards. But
so far, Mound City has lost 20 yards in penalties on this drive. So they come over the football. Now at the 19-yard line, second and 11. Back in the ball game is Trevor Tubbs. And they try that left side with Trevor Tubbs again. And there's another terrific defensive play and nowhere for him to go. He'll lose another yard.
Yeah, that's that misdirection play again. Fake to the right, come to the left. And the D-end over here staying home, Scroggins. Big, stout fella, 195-pound senior.
But you know what? I say again, if they can overcome this loss on these two plays and go down and get a first down, it's just great for Mount City. Clock just keeps moving to 3:35 to go. Touchdown put the Panthers hit by two. Split backs, third down and 12. Ruther back to pass, looks left. He throws over here to Tubbs, makes one man miss, got a block inside the 20, out of bounds and around the 14-yard line. Or no, he made the 16. They're going to spot him at the 17-yard line.
Hey, drop back to pass, and everyone's kind of keeping their eye on Will Young, number 7, the wide receiver here, but he didn't run a route. He was kind of staying home, obviously a setup screen, and South Holt was able to recognize it.
It's only a 3-yard gain. It's fourth down and 9 now for the Panthers. So here, once again, as we said earlier, that was the biggest play of the game. Now this one's the biggest play of the game.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Standiford is going to take a timeout here. He's just waiting for the
assistant coach Tenney's down there standing by the official. So as soon as he starts his count, well on a timeout, that'll be Mount City's second timeout. But they don't want any more time on the clock than they need to have. There's the 10-second call. There's the 5. Now we'll take the timeout for Mound City. With 2:33 to go in the ballgame, Panthers trailing by 4 to South Holt. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Why drive out of town when you can get the care you need right here? Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Adam Streit to our staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Streit specializes in orthopedic and sports medicine, including orthopedic surgeries, and will be seeing patients right here on our outpatient clinic weekly, beginning on September 17th. Please call your primary care physician for a referral. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
is Sunny 101.3.
2:33 left in this ball game. Mound City down by 4. Lucas, what do you think?
Well, the flag is flying out there. There's a little bit of a breeze. It's 4th and 9. I do expect Mound City to pass it here. I think that's their only way. I don't expect them to run the ball, so right. You'd like to be going right to left.
It's a trip set to the right. Will Young kind of in the middle between the Tubbs boys here. Shotgun for Rother. 5 defensive backs this time. They're going to rush 3. Rother scrambles right. Somebody's covering. Throw for Young. 2 wide. Incomplete. And the ball goes over to South Holt. And now see, we'll have just 1 timeout left to stop the clock.
I think mathematically they're still in it. They're going to have to make sure that South Holt doesn't get any first downs, or they can technically still get the ball back.
I don't anticipate that South Holt's going to run their pass the ball here.
They definitely will not.
They're 0 for 2 in the game. And Rother, I mean, came in there, you know, you hats off the kid for trying, but you've been playing only defense tonight. Probably didn't practice all week.
Right.
And you come in kind of a test. Well, I can get in there and throw us. Get in there and get some throws in and get it going. I mean, tough situation. Offset eye for South Holt. Feeling straight ahead. Drug out to the 21-yard line. Started the possession at their own 18-yard line. And the Panthers took a timeout with 2:21 to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, yeah.
Mound City stopped the clock with what I believe was their final timeout. I didn't mark them down. If they, hopefully for Mound City fans, they have one left, but I think they used 2. I used 1 on defense down here, didn't I?
Yep. If that's the case, I think mathematically they could still get the ball back with about 20 seconds left here.
I set. Give the ball straight ahead to Scroggins. They've got to stop him. They can't let him get a first down. He'll power his way out. And apparently Mount City had another timeout left, or you're getting 4.
Yeah.
Standiford out to visit with his Panther defense here on 3rd down and 4. We'll take another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406. And order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Seglinski Field, John Nixon along with Lucas Freshel on this Friday night at the top of the hour. This is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, Mound City, and Oregon. Welcome to this 8-man football game tonight. And the Knights will come out. They'll spread a man wide to the right side. That is Jace Jackson. He didn't sneak out there by himself. To give it to Phelan, he is powering forward, and he got it. The official coming in from the far side of the field, first down, and that should allow the Knights to run the clock out of the ball game.
Yeah, he just barely got it by a yard. He was stopped about 2 yards short and then made a reverse pivot back towards the middle of the field, was able to lunge forward for the first down.
Yeah, just exactly what he needed, the ball out to the 28-yard line now for the Knights. Clock under 2 minutes to go now. Now we're sure the Panthers are out of timeouts. But we could be wrong again. I could. Lucas thinks that was right.
That's definitely. They're definitely out of timeouts now. And there's not enough time left for them to get the ball back.
Standing and waiting for the back judge. Here's his signal. And now the quarterback keeps it and moves forward. Oh, and a flag. Oh, my goodness. Why don't you take a knee there? Penalty against South Holt stops the clock.
I mean, it's a 10-yard penalty, but you can't give them another down.
That's true, too.
You almost got to decline it.
Quarterback on the Rother picked up his opponent's fly or panky and or clean towel, threw it back to him. So the ball he pushed back to the 22-yard line.
Man, I think you're South Holt, you can just go to victory formation and just kneel it here.
Yeah. If you get hit, the ball pops loose, pops in the air.
Anybody who watches football has seen those weird
crazy
things
happen sometimes. And this is a place where those types of things have happened a number of times over the years. But now, quarterback under center, minute and a half to go. Straight ahead, he goes with it. Scroggins, Brody moves straight forward to the 22, to the 25, and pick up a 3 yards on the play.
They're running plays. Now the play clock in Nebraska is 40 seconds, and so I think it's 40 seconds here,
probably
too.
The same, yeah.
It's got to be the same, but.
Yeah, this will take them down to under 40 seconds here before they get this one, or right at 40 seconds probably.
Just a little shocked that they're running plays instead of just taking a knee, but.
Go to the sideline. Split man to the left side over there. Metzger for South Holt. Turn and hand the ball to Phelan, and he busts up the middle, and he is tackled. He'll be good for, well, official on this side says first down. It was second and 13, and that's what he got was 13, and now the game is pretty much completely over.
Yeah, smart play by Phelan. He might have been able to turn on the jets and run for the touchdown, but you could see he kind of put on the brakes and knew he wanted to get down because the game was won. Smart play there.
All right, here they come. This will be the kneel down, I'm sure. Two backs stand hovering over the quarterback here with 21 seconds to go, and this will be the last snap of the ball game. And it goes back to Kendall Nolan. He takes the snap, and the final score is going to be 24-20. South Holt wins their third in a row. They are now 5-2 on the year. Mound City drops to 3-4 on the season in this 275 conference game tonight here at Siglinski Field. 24-20, your final score. South Holt with a win. We will be back and give you the scoring wrap-up of the ball game after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you again back here to Mound City, Siglinski Field, where 24-20 is our final score. South Holt gets the win. Lucas Freshel has a wrap-up of our scoring in the ballgame tonight, brought to you by Armor Rooster Motor Company in Falls City, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
South Holt started the scoring in the first on the opening drive. 9-yard run by Phelan was after a 5-play, 40-yard drive. PAT by Nolan was good. 8-0 South Holt. With 3:57 left to go in the first, 54-yard run by Brendan Tubbs after a 2-play, 65-yard run. 2-point conversion by Young was good. Tied it up at 8-8. Mount City scored again with 7:25 left to go in the second quarter on a 3-yard run by Brendan Tubbs after a 6-play, 25-yard drive. The conversion was no good, and 14-8, Mound City. South Holt scored the next touchdown on a 1-yard run by Nolan. 11-play, 48-yard drive with 1:48 left to go in the second quarter. That 2-point conversion was good. Tied it up to 14-14, and the 2-point conversion made it 14-16, South Holt. With 4:20 left to go in the third, it was a 1-yard run by Scroggins after a 12-play, 75-yard drive. Phelan in for the 2-point conversion to go up 10-14-24, South Holt. With 14 seconds left to go in the third quarter, a 25-yard run by Tubbs after an 8-play, 50-yard drive. 2-point conversion was no good, and the final score, 24-20, South Holt over Mound City.
Some good numbers tonight for South Holt in this ball game. They are led on the ground by Gannon Phelan. 16 carries the ball game for 123 yards and a touchdown. Brody Scroggins, their fullback, 25 carries the ball game. He's the workhorse, 98 yards and a touchdown. And Kendall Nolan, their quarterback in the ball game. He ran the ball, let's see here. He ran it. Two more here. I got to add on real quick. Sorry about that. He ran the ball 11 times in the ball game. And he picked up a total of 67 yards and one touchdown as well. So good work in the backfield. Passing wasn't needed tonight by South Holt. They ran the ball well. They ran it team-wise for 326 yards of the ballgame. Mound City led by Brendan Tubbs tonight. 11 carries, 87 yards, and two scores in the ballgame. William Rother came into the ballgame late. Passing, he went 3-5 for 67 yards and a touchdown in the ball game, and those were the important numbers for this. The most important number, as always, the final score, 24-20, South Holt with the win over Mound City. They improve on the season to 5-2, and the Panthers now 3-4 on the year. Next week, South Holt football on the air again. They'll host the Rockport Blue Jays here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be down in Oregon for that one, and we'll see Mound City in a couple weeks as they take on Rockport up at Blue Jays Stadium 2 weeks from tonight. So, Blues, that's going to wrap it up, unless you have anything more to add here.
No, I was just looking at the scoring sheet here. 3 touchdowns by each team, and it was the 2-point conversions that decided this one.
That makes a lot of difference in these high school football games. So, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Don't forget Husker football tomorrow on sister station, KTNC, 6:30 kickoff. We'll be on the air with pregame coverage 2 hours before that. And on Sunday evening, Sunny 101.3, we'll bring you Kansas City Chiefs football as they host the Buffalo Bills. That's Sunday night on Sunny 101.3. For Lucas Freshel, for our studio engineer, Chance Link, I'm Senator John Nixon. Good night, everybody.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility, Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts for many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer's school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City, good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, alfea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza.